Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am so excited today to be joined by Mrs. Dr. Lee, who is just the foremost expert on everything, it seems. She's got quite the resume, quite the experience helping real estate professionals. And so, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for jumping on with me today.
I'm so glad to be here today, Grant. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about yourselves. You know, who are you? How'd you get to where you are today?
Sure. So I'm going to give the short version of this, but whenever I say growing up, people are like, that's not short, but I'll make it short. So growing up, I started off in a real estate family, and I always talk about how I resented it. And I almost kind of say it quietly. I did resent it because I'm an only child. My parents were truly mom and pop investors. So that meant, unfortunately for me as an only child, that I was responsible for cutting grass. I was responsible for if a tenant trashed a place, I'm on the cleanup crew, and I'm a girly girl. So I didn't like that. I didn't care for that. But fast forward. So I didn't want to have anything to do with real estate. I graduate from University of Michigan. Go Blue. Any Wolverine fans, anybody out there? Anyway, so I graduate from Michigan. I get on I-75, which is a straight shot from Michigan to Atlanta. And I drove like Michigan was on fire. I didn't look back. I love my family, but I didn't want to be back there dealing with the real estate thing. So real estate was mud to me. I get here to Georgia. I start working at a nonprofit, and I didn't like it. And my friends and family here were like, hey, the real estate market in Georgia at the time, it was 2001, was on fire. So they were like, why aren't you investing? I look around, I jump in, I start buying apartment buildings, things were going well, and all of the lessons I had learned as a kid that I resented, they all came full circle. I always say I had my Karate Kid moment where I was like, okay, I get why he had me doing wax on, wax off. I understand. So things were going well. Fast forward, 2008 comes, well, into 2007 comes, the stock market crashes, my real estate investments tank. It felt like overnight. It probably was just a couple of weeks before everything I owned lost its value. So I was doing buy and hold. I was not flipping. My tenants, maybe 95% of them lost their jobs. So I'm in a position where I couldn't sell. I'm not getting rental income. I'm completely upside down, didn't know what to do. I, being what I call young and dumb in my 20s, said, hey, why don't I become a real estate agent? Which it was the real estate crash. Why would I do something so silly? But I did. So I jump in on the sell side. Things were not going well because in 2008, door knocking, cold calling, doing a lot of traditional things for me didn't work. So what I ended up doing was I hopped on a little unknown thing at the time called Facebook. My business took off by the end of 2008. I had a team, couldn't keep up with the business. And my brokers were like, hey, you need to come in. You need to do training. So that was the start of my training career. From there, I have been training. So it's been now 10 years. Well, 11, I guess. Of training, having different teams, being a managing broker, just really walking through so many aspects of real estate and loving every moment of it. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. That's awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. What was it about, you know, Facebook marketing? You're going through one of the greatest economic downturns in decades and all of a sudden your business is booming. Like what do you think that it was? Yeah. You know, what was it, the power of Facebook? Was it brand building? Just walk us through that. What do you think was it that escalated your business so fast?
I'm so glad you asked that. I've really been looking at this, even as we're now starting to see a shift from Facebook, right? Because of all the drama that happened in 2018 with it being sued by HUD, with all the issues. But what I realized, and I love that, what is it, her name? Kylie Jenner. People may not be Kardashian fans. It's not really about that. But Kylie Jenner, if people didn't know, last year Forbes named her one of the top self-made billionaires or close to billionaires, right? what she attributed to that was the access to people she got from social media. And that's what I'll say as well. It's the fact that social media, whether it was MySpace, because I was on MySpace too, trying to grow my business, and it was helping, but Facebook was really the place to be. Facebook, now Instagram, you know, now these other platforms are coming along that are really shaking Facebook up. But the bottom line is, it's people. That's our industry. I always say we've got to get where the eyeballs are. So if the eyeballs are reading newspaper back in the day, sure. If the eyeballs are on Instagram, let's be where they are.
That's a great point. Great point. You got to go where the attention is. And to a certain degree, you got to be able to keep the attention. How did you manage that? How did you build a brand? How did you, you know, go about marketing yourself? Because being there is one thing, but being polarizing enough, you know, being somebody that can actually capture that attention and keep it is another. And I think Kylie would also attribute, you know, some of those types of things to her success. So how did that play in part for you? What were some of the things that you did on social media that you know, got you that attention and helped you keep it?
Love the question, Grant. So there are four things, even to this day, since I'm still training across the nation and in Canada and Jamaica and all these different places, four key parts to the strategy that I tell everybody. And I felt like these four things have lived from 2008 all the way to now. They're just still true. So the four parts, very simple. And I have to say this first, it's not rocket science. I know when people hear the four things, I'm sorry about that click. Will you edit that out?
No, but that's okay. We're good. We're good to go. That's okay. That's all right. We're good. So everybody knows she just dropped something. That's not all right. We're good.
But the four parts, it's not rocket science. I know people often are waiting like, okay, give us this fantastic secret that no one has heard of. It's four parts, very basic. Number one, everything has to have an image, whether it's social media or not. I really believe in images. That's our story. For many of us, I always show when I do this workshop, I show a image of a rabbit and a turtle at a finish line. People instantly, I don't put a caption or anything, they instantly know from the image what the story is. It's the tortoise and the hare. They know that. And so images to me are critical. Secondarily, I really believe in having a story. Now, the story may not be a caption. It may be all contained in the image. That's great. But sometimes we need to fill in the blanks. So whether it's in the caption or not, but there needs to be a story there, and it needs to be something that we as human beings connect to. And there's so many things that happen in real estate. Real estate is all about people's lives. This is their home. This is where they live. So there's a lot of stories there that we can tell. I do always recommend, with telling stories, that you have permission to tell stories, right? We shouldn't share clients' stories. And, you know, maybe they're going through a divorce, custody battle. Maybe they are celebrities and they don't want people to know where they live. So of course, we have to make sure we have permission. The third thing, having tags, whether that's user tags, hashtags, or location tags. Why? Because tags will get us in front of people we don't know. That's our way to target. Even if you're not paying for targeting ads, you can target through user tags, hashtags, and location tags. And then fourthly, this is the key thing to me for real estate professionals, but really anyone in marketing. If we're not doing this fourth thing, this is for many people why they have a lot of likes, they have a big audience, but it's not turning into business. And that is the call to action. I always say, and I know this is a podcast, but since you can see me, I'm gonna show you. I always say that we on social media do this, right? Don't we just scroll? We scroll. No one is actually like engaging really like we used to. We scroll. So the call to action is what will arrest a person from that scroll. It will stop them from going to the next post, to the next feed, whatever, and pay attention to you. So we have to have a call to action, which can be as simplistic as click here, download this, read this. You know, it could be anything, but we need a call to action. So that's the four things. I've seen that work and hopefully it'll continue to work.
Yeah, hopefully, right? I think it will. You know, there's principles that guide business, marketing, sales, mastery, and those don't seem to change. Just the means or the mechanisms in which we leverage those things.
Right. So
you're coming through a recession, and you begin to kind of implement your four social laws, and you start to see this change. What do you think were some of the most impactful things? Do you think that consistency was really important? Do you think that you know, being interesting was really important? Do you think that just these four rules were really important? You know, just sharing your day. Like, what were some of the things in the timeline that you kind of felt things really began to escalate for you? Because if we've got somebody that's listening to this right now, and they're like, okay, just use Facebook, tomorrow I'm going to have a team and I'm going to be blowing up, right? That's not what we're saying. So can you walk us through, like, what was some of that like?
Oh, I wish that was the thing, though, and I'm sure you wish that was true. So the main thing, you said the key word, and that was consistency. And that's what I always try to share with people regarding those four laws, is that just like, you know, it's February, so we're still at the beginning part of the new year, and some people have New Year's resolutions, other people have given up on doing those things, but I have not been successful in doing a New Year resolution because I know it's consistency. I have vowed to stop sugar every year. I'm like, I'm just going to give up on sugar. I'm not going to do it, but I don't stick with it. And I will say with social media, I was talking to an agent actually just a couple of days ago, and she said, managing your marketing, particularly on social media, it becomes its own job. Because you have to be consistent. And that's what I do even to this day. I make sure every day that I'm working, I don't believe in working on your off days. I really, because I've dealt with a lot of health situations, I believe in taking off days. But in the days that you're working, you have to time block social media or whatever type of marketing you're doing. If you're not time blocking it, it's not going to happen. So I time block something to do for social media. And then I do those four things every single time. Every time I post, that's the key to me, is that you got to have time to do it, and then you got to keep repeating the formula. So,
and you got to be patient.
Yes.
You got to be very consistent and very patient.
Yes. Yes. I would say most of the new agents that I work with that are getting started, for them to see results, leads from social media, it can really, and this is the part that makes it sound like a unicorn, they can start to see results and leads in as little as a week of being consistent. But to get off of that roller coaster ride, and that's the key thing to me, where you don't have feast or famine, you don't have leads one day and none the next day, that usually takes almost a year for them to build that level of consistency. So yeah.
What do you think the true power comes in? I mean, not maybe that's not the best way to ask that question. Do you also think that paid advertising through social media is a good way to grow as well? Because if it seems like, well, man, it's really going to take me a year to build a lot of this up, can I spend a little money and buy some of that time back? What are your thoughts on that?
I 100% agree with that, because I have always believed, and I share this with the agents I work with, hey, in the interim, while you are building consistency and you're building an audience, buy the leads that you need. Buy it from reputable sources, which up until August, when Facebook got sued and they had to remove targeting features, Facebook was really the best place, in my opinion, to buy leads from, because of cost, as well as from the quality of the leads. There's a lot of places to buy leads, but I do believe if you can buy them from a reputable source where they've been mined a little bit, you have to buy them in the beginning almost, really, because if you don't have a database and a network, and I deal with a lot of people in Atlanta, as well as in other parts of the nation, where they're transplants. They aren't born and raised here. They don't have a network here. So oftentimes to jumpstart that, they do need to buy leads.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a Facebook advertiser myself, right, that's what we do as a company, largely is help people understand how to leverage Facebook advertising and lead generation. It's not my experience that the results of Facebook have diminished, even given the scandals or the pullback of targeting. It is my experience we've had to add some things to what it is that we do as advertisers and as marketers. But I've got a client in your market that recently put $210,000 in contract in less than 30 days, all from Facebook ads. late last year. So I agree. You know, there's things that cause platforms or create the necessity for, you know, us to evolve the way that we do things or advance the way that we do things. But I wouldn't necessarily say that it doesn't work that well anymore. So if you guys listen to Dr. Lee here and you're like, well, I want to buy leads, just call me, you know, I'll help you. I'll sell you some leads on the cheap. All right. So,
and to your point, I think if someone is doing it themselves, if you don't have someone like your company to help, then it's harder. It is harder. A lot of people have had a struggle to generate leads that prior to all of these changes, because it's not as intuitive, I guess, as it used to be. I'll say it like that. If you're doing it alone.
Yeah. You know? And if you are doing it alone, call me, because I got some training that I'd happily put you through that will teach you how to do it. But let's talk about this for a second. You know, complacency breeds contempt, right? When we get comfortable, we stop doing maybe some of the things that we should be doing. And, you know, if we're looking at this, how do we appropriately, you know, adjust our mindset to think about the long term and the short term? Because if, and you know this, like a lot of real estate agents, a lot of people, not just real estate agents, if I start to get the stuff that I want now, why do the harder work to prepare for the future? Now, I 1,000,000% agree that you should be building a brand on Facebook, on Instagram, on whatever platform you feel like your clients are hanging out on. You should be putting out content and engaging with people. I think it should be your full-time job. But how can you, or how do you coach people on, like, this is why this is important now, and this is why this part of this is important for later? Like, how do you help people get over that mindset?
You know, I feel like the age group that I'm working with, so I'm working with people that typically are 25 all the way up. And the thing about a 25-year-old, even though the recession now has been over 10 years, or at least the start of it was over 10 years ago, 25-year-olds were then 15-year-olds, and they still somewhat understand. So I do like to speak to the fact that economic cycles are real. Recessions are real. We typically have a recession every decade. So the fact that there's these ebbs and flows, you never want to just assume it's the getting is always going to be good. Right? Because it's not always. So we have to be prepared. So I really believe in people understanding how to hustle in the short run, right? But then how to prepare for the future, the uncertainty that comes with the future. And I do reference the recession a lot, since at this point, people still are familiar with it. The further we get away from it, people will be like, what are you talking about? You're making up stuff. But
yeah. Now. Love it. I love it. I love it. Man, I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing some of your golden nuggets today with us. That's really helpful. And hopefully, if you guys are listening to this, you got some golden nuggets. I don't know if you can see my book, but I got a page full of notes after our conversation. So I learned a lot. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. What's one way that somebody could connect with you if they wanted to learn more about you and more about working with you?
Yeah, the easiest way is to probably go to my website. It's just Learn with Lee, L-E-E. realtor. That is also my handle on every social media platform. So learnwithlee.realtor is me on Facebook, on the gram, on YouTube, and everywhere else.
Awesome. You guys have to connect with her. You will not be upset that you did. She does some amazing work and I believe can help you in a big way in your business. We really appreciate you guys tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast, and we will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.